It's time for Marty Lurie's greatest games in Giants history.
Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and just like the G-Men, Georgie Brothers Furniture in South San Francisco is filled with the newest traditions of fine furniture. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture. Established in 1933, the Georgie Brothers Furniture family would now like to invite you to this week's greatest game with Marty Lurie
on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Hello, everybody. This is Marty Lurie as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. In this one, we're going to go back to May 21st of 2006. It's the Giants and the Oakland Athletics. It is interleague play. It is a Bay Bridge series, and it is game three of this three-game series. It's a Sunday. It's the Oakland Coliseum, 35,077 there to take on the A's and the Giants. Now, this is the third game of the series. And in the first game of the series, the Giants lost 1-0. Dan Haran bested Noah Lowry. And in game two, the Giants won it 4-2 in 10 innings. Barry Bonds hits a 7-14th to tie Babe Ruth.
Bonds at 226, 5 home runs, 14 RBIs. Here's the pitch. Bonds drives one. Right center field. Hit a ton. It is out of here. 7-14. And he is now tied with the Babe. And believe it or not, they are all on their feet here in Oakland. And the Giants players are all coming out of the dugout. He now steps on home plate. He points to the sky. He hugs his son Nikolai. And this is a great moment.
Armando Benitez beating Kiko Calero. Well, this is game three. It's a beautiful Sunday over in Oakland. And the Giants and the A's hook up here in this rubber match of the three-game series. Now, pitching today for the San Francisco Giants, it's a young man. It's Matt Cain. Now, he's been struggling this year, and he had gone to the bullpen for one game, and the Giants have now brought him back. He comes into the game with an earned run average of 6.69. That's correct. Matt Cain, May 21st, 2006, 6.69 earned run average. Now, this is Cain's first big year as a San Francisco Giant. And this is a game here against the Oakland Athletics. And let me set it up for you and give you the starting lineups. For the Giants, Randy Winn, Omar Vizquel, Steve Finley, Barry Bonds, the DH, Ray Durham, Felice, Mark Sweeney, Mike Matheny, and Vizcaino. For the A's, it's Jason Kendall leading off, the catcher, Swisher, Katse, Chavez, Mel Hughes, the DH, Bobby Crosby, Jay Payton, Johnson, Scudero, and the pitcher for the A's is Joe Blanton, number one pick for the A's at a University of Kentucky. So here we go. Matt Cain on the hill, Joe Blanton, a battle of right-handers, game three of this interleague series on May 21st, 2006. Giants score first in the first inning. Winn gets a base hit. Vizcaino gets a base hit, and it's first and third. Finley flies out to right, and tagging up on the play is Vizquel, and he gets his second, and now it is second and third. Bonds is walked intentionally. Ray Durham hits a ground ball down to first, out at first base, but the run scores, and Flea strikes out. And after the first inning, the Giants lead this game 1-0. Now in the A's third, this is important. Jay Payton leads off the third with a double for the A's. Dan Johnson hits a ground ball down to second, moving Payton over to third base. Marco Scudero pops up to the catcher. Now, Matt Cain in a little trouble here. He's got a runner on third, one out. He's given up his first hit. Jason Kendler draws a walk. Nick Swisher draws a walk to load the bases. And Mark Katse grounds out the first to end the A's third inning. So it's still 1-0 San Francisco at the end of three. All right, the Giants' fourth inning. Big action for the Giants here. Bonds gets a base hit. Durham flies out to center. Felice walks, so it's first and second. Sweeney gets a double, knocking in a couple of runs to make it 3-0. Winn gets a base hit, knocking in Sweeney and eventually Vizcaino. And it is now 5-0, the Giants over the A's at the end of four innings. The Giants seventh. Kendall ends up with a pass ball. The Giants score again to go up 6-0. Now, why is this one of those great games in Giants franchise history? Because since the hit that the A's got in the third inning, the Jay Payton double, the A's have not gotten another hit. They've gone down 1-2-3 in the fourth, fifth, and sixth. And in the seventh inning, they get a walk. That runner is stranded. In the eighth inning, they're down 1-2-3 again. And Matt Cain has got a one-hitter against the A's, leading 6-0. This is really his first real big game heading into the ninth inning. Nick Swisher strikes out. Kotze pops out to third. Eric Chavez hits a ground ball to second.
Now he winds and he throws to Chavez, swinging a bouncing ball. Slowly hit to Durham. Durham has it. He will take his time, throw to first. And that's the ball game. And Matt Cain gets a complete game shutout. And the Giants win this one by a final of 6-0.
Matt Cain goes 9 innings, gives up one hit. No runs, of course. 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. He runs his record now to 2-5, believe it or not. Joe Blanton, the loser, 4 innings, 6 hits, 5 runs, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. He goes to 4-5. As I said when I started the show, Matt Cain came into this game with an earned run average of 6.69. Wow. 2006 is not a great year for the Giants. San Diego and the Dodgers end up tying for the lead in the West at 88-74. The Giants go 76-85. For Matt Cain, this is really his first big year as a Giant. He goes 190 innings, only 157 hits, 18 homers, 87 walks, and 179 strikeouts. He ends up the year 13-12 with an earned run average of 4.15. But on this beautiful day of May 21st, 2006, Matt Cain, in front of 35,077, gives up a leadoff double to Jay Payton in the A's third, and that is it for him. David Feldman, you were the scorer for the game. It's May 21st, 2006. Matt Cain on the hill. A real game for Cain.
A real game for Cain, and I remember it because it was the first time I scored an A's Giant game. And that was sort of a big deal, right? These were the most important games in the Bay Area. But Matt Cain that Sunday was dominant. The A's only with the one hit by Jay Payton, but he was on his game.
Jay Payton gets the double. Not a tough call for you.
No, clean double. No other issues in that game. And, you know, that was an A's team that eventually was going to win the AL West. But this was before Frank Thomas got hot. Frank Thomas the next week goes to Chicago, hits 2 home runs, then has an MVP season. I think if Cain faces that A's team a little later in the year, he might have given him more than one hit. But Cain on that day grew up into the pitcher that we eventually saw. He threw 120 pitches. And there was no chance of him coming out of that game. He was that dominant because there were no, except for that one inning, extreme situations he had to pitch out of.
Cain, a first-round pick of the Giants in 2002, the number 25 pick in the country. His career with the Giants, 104 wins, 118 losses. He never got great run support. 2,085 innings for him, 331 major league starts. 2010, 2012, Matt Cain was outstanding in the postseason. But this was the first big one. And we got to go back to May 21st of 2006. The Giants beat the A's 6-0. They run their record to 23-21 on the year. And Matt Cain, a complete game, one hitter against the Oakland Athletics. Wow, what a day for him, and what a beginning to what turned out to be a great pitching career. This is Marty Lurie with another great game in Giants franchise history.
This has been Marty Lurie's Greatest Games in Giants History on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and Georgie Brothers Furniture is celebrating being in the Bay Area's premier home furnishings destination since 1933. Family owned and operated for 3 generations, Georgie Brothers has become one of the largest and most established full-time furniture stores in Northern California. Their 50,000 square foot showroom has today's looks at every price point. Georgie Brothers attributes its success to their expert non-commissioned designers, customization abilities, and competitive prices. Offering sofas, sectionals, and recliners, bedroom and dining, office to kids furniture, not to mention lighting, mattresses, area rugs, and carpet, even outdoor furniture for your home. Serving Northern California for 85 years. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture.